Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... The Real King of the Jungle. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from India. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part two, with more Jungle Japes for you. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. Elephant stated firmly, Tendwe has to understand that if the jungle dies, we all die, including him. We must make a deal with him. Here's what I suggest. Elephant explained her idea. The other animals were shocked and scared at first, but soon they were all in agreement that there was no other way. And so, a little while later, Elephant trumpeted a loud call through her trunk, asking Tendwe to join them. Tendwe went along. He wasn't scared of all the animals standing together. He knew he could kill them all if he had to.
What is this all about? He asked. Hurry up! I'm getting hungry.
Elephant replied,
Tendwe, your greed is killing the jungle. Look around. The grass is getting too long. The trees are getting too heavy. No new plants are growing, and everywhere is crawling with bugs and flies.
Tendwe shrugged.
So? That's not my problem. My only problem is what I'm having for lunch. And I'm looking at you, antelope.
Antelope gulped. But Elephant remained resolute.
Both those problems are the same, Tendwe. If the jungle dies, you won't have any lunch.
That made Tendwe pause. If he couldn't get lunch in the jungle, he would have to move home. And then he might have to fight some of the other big cats, like Tiger. Irritated, Tendwe growled.
What do you think needs to happen then?
Elephant gave one last look to the other animals. They all nodded. So she said to Tendwe,
From now on, you won't need to hunt us. We will come to you. At midday every day, one of us will meet you at the giant mahua tree by the watering hole, and you can eat them. We will draw bamboo shoots to choose a new animal for you each day. Because you won't have to hunt and chase us, one animal should be enough, and that will allow the jungle to recover. Do you agree?
Tendwe thought about this a moment, then looked at all the animals one by one. They were all trying to look brave, but Tendwe could see they were all shaking. Even Lion, who was a little bigger than Tendwe. So Tendwe grinned.
Yes, I agree, on two conditions. First, you must send three animals each day.
But,
Elephant began, Tendwe quickly held up a paw to shut her up.
One for me to eat, but another one to sing me a song. Or tell me a story, and another one to give me a wash. If you want me to save energy, I can't wash myself. And if I'm not going to hunt, I'll need some other ways to have fun.
Elephant looked around at the other animals. They all shrugged nervously. She looked back at Tendwe and said,
That is fine. And your other condition?
Tendwe's grin vanished, and he growled his words.
You had better not be late. If one of you arrives so much as a minute after midday, I'll kill every animal in the jungle, every single one of you, and this jungle can disappear forever.
All the other animals flinched and stared in frightened silence until, at last, Elephant nodded. Then Crocodile nodded. Then Bison nodded. And soon, everyone had nodded.
"We will never be late,"
Elephant assured Tendue.
"We all want the jungle to survive."
With that, the animals all went their separate ways, and Tendue went to the giant mahua tree by the watering hole. The next morning, the animals gathered again. Elephant held up a clump of bamboo shoots in her trunk. Each animal took one at random, then held them up to see who had taken the shortest. Bison held the shortest bamboo.
"Oh well," he said, "I guess I'm getting eaten today."
Antelope held the next shortest bamboo.
"I hope Tendue likes my song," she said.
Red Panda held the next shortest.
"Ugh, I have to wash that stinky creep. I hope I don't ruin the shine on my lovely red fur."
So Bison, Antelope and Red Panda rushed to the watering hole to get there for midday. Bison and Antelope had strong, sturdy legs to travel steadily on the bumpy ground, and they wouldn't be late. And Red Panda was small and nimble to scurry through the thick and twisty plants. He wouldn't be late either. Sure enough, they arrived in time for midday. Tendue immediately set upon Bison. Swoosh! Swipe! Chomp, chomp, chomp! Then Tendue lay back and listened to Antelope's song, while Red Panda scrubbed away the sweat and mud from his fur. The next morning, the animals gathered yet again. Elephant held up another clump of bamboo shoots in her trunk. Each animal took one at random, then held them up to see who had taken the shortest. Elephant held the shortest bamboo. That was part two of The Real King of the Jungle. To find out how long the jungle's deal with Tendue lasts, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast for tomorrow's episode. Or, if you can't wait, sign up to become an epic explorer. That way you can hear the whole story all at once and get a copy of the book with some amazing pictures. In fact, you can even watch me tell the story for you and strengthen your creative muscles with my epic challenge. And once you've found out who is the real king of the jungle, you'll find loads of other great stories there too. To become an epic explorer, just put on your sweetest voice, ask your grown-up to sit with you at a computer, and go to fablespodcast.co.uk. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon.